In this episode, discover what it takes to become one of the best in the world.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. Look, I've wanted to do this for some time. I am obsessed with the daily process of what it takes to become one of the best in your industry, one of the best in the world. It reminds me a lot of this Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality where every day you get up to be the best you could possibly be, the best version of yourself. And I'm sitting next to one of my biggest mentors in life, a dear friend, Dr. Jay Harness, a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. Hi, Dr. Harness.
Hey, Todd. Great to be with you. Thanks.
Oh, it's so cool. So I wanted to bring this conversation that I've had many times with Dr. Harness, and Dr. Harness has had in front of my staff, directly to you as a listener to the Toddcast, so you can hear the conversation that I had with Dr. Harness years ago. But I once asked Dr. Harness, and we've traveled all over the country together to the latest breast cancer events, and Dr. Harness, you may remember, is the co-founder with me for Breast Cancer Answers, and we started this initiative, and it went crazy viral and had like 1.1 million followers in 1 year, and to date, some tens of millions of views. I mean, it's just been remarkable, and all the videos we created. But I asked Dr. Harness one of these times, what does it take to be one of the best breast surgeons in the world? And he, well, would you mind sharing this with us?
Well, first of all, it's very kind of you to say that because I have some really distinguished colleagues, not only here in the United States, but around the world. But it obviously takes a commitment to excellence. It takes a commitment to gaining your fund of knowledge about your world that you live and work in. And one of the things that you and I have loved to talk about is when we go to the operating room, what goes on in the operating room?
Yeah. Exactly. And is there a process that you and your team goes through in order to make sure that each and every day you keep upping your game?
Absolutely. So in the operating room, in fact, it's mandated now through various hospital and other associations that certain things we need to do. So before we ever bring a patient into the operating room, I will go into the operating room with the anesthesiologist, the scrub tech, the circulating nurse, anybody else who is there, and we have, Todd, what's called a huddle. What are we going to do? We're going to bring Mrs. Smith in here, hypothetical name, of course, bring Mrs. Smith in here, and we're going to be doing a lumpectomy. We're going to be checking her sentinel lymph nodes. We're going to be doing an oncoplastic reconstruction. And do we have the right instruments on the back table to do this? Do we have the plasma blade? Do we have the gamma probe? Do we have this? Do we have that? Do we have the right local anesthetic? Do we have the tools that we need? And we're literally almost like flying an airplane doing a checklist on this. From the anesthesia perspective, I use a lot of local anesthetic before I even touch anybody. In other words, put the local in before making the incision, which we know decreases postoperative pain. And that's really helpful to the anesthesiologist who then says, oh, good, well, then I have to give less of the general anesthetic, et cetera, et cetera. We then bring the patient in, do the case, and at the end of the case, we then do a synopsis of basically what we did. And what's really key there is that we all reinforce each other what we did, that we did it well, but really importantly, are the tissue that we take out, is it properly labeled? Is it properly oriented? Is it going to the right place to make sure the right things happen to it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. And what I love about this, and when you shared this with me, it made me think of being the best video marketer I could be.
Sure.
And getting my team, when we go into client video shoots, to take a very similar approach. Like often we get to a client's office maybe 30 minutes before we have to get out of the car. And because we're like routinely people that are going to be somewhere early, we're not going to rush. And in the car, we do our preoperative review.
Yep.
what we're going to be doing. We all get on the same page. We go in and execute. And then after we do a debrief, and this is all based on what you had shared with me, and then the drive to the airport or back to the hotel inside of the van is everybody going through the debrief. But an important element that you shared with me is, what could we do better next time so we could be the best team possible?
You know, it's interesting you should bring that up. When I went through my training at the University of Michigan, my chief of general surgery had the single greatest piece of advice I've ever gotten. He said, Jay, sit down after each case and sit there and actually visualize what you just did and pretend that in 1 hour you're going to do exactly the same case over again. How would you do it the same? How would you do it differently? In other words, what were the subtle lessons learned in that case and reinforce? And you know what, Todd? I've reinforced my memory and reinforced my experiences for the 46 years I've been an attending surgeon going in and out of the operating room. And that drill has never, ever failed me.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Dr. Harness just recently retired and is sitting right now at the dining room table in our home, and we're sharing dinner and getting caught up on some old wonderful stories of work we've been able to do over the years. But what an honor it is to have Dr. Harness sitting here with me to share that piece of wisdom. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in, just take that as a blueprint and apply it for your business. Do the review at the beginning with everybody. If it's just you on your team, do the review with just yourself. Go in and execute, and then after, commit yourself to not make the same mistakes twice, to learn, polish, and perfect. And before you know it, just like a tumbling stone going down the river, you'll be a gem 46 years later. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love that analogy, Todd. That's literally terrific. You know, dealing with breast cancer the way I do, every now and then I have to add a little humor to what I'm doing. So I'll say to patients, well, we're going to go to the operating room. We're going to do a lumpectomy. We're going to do an oncoplastic reconstruction. We're going to check your lymph nodes. And I said, frankly, we make it up as we go along. And patients looked at me horrified and said, you do what? You make it up? I said, yeah, based on 6 years of education and 46 years of experience, you are an individual case, and there's a nuance to everything we do in each individual case. And we've got to keep that in mind and have the flexibility during the case to make minor modifications and things of that sort. But as you just emphasized, review it again at the end for the lessons we learned from that case.
That's so beautiful. Now, before we wrap up this episode, I think it's important you know that when we started Breast Cancer Answers in like 2010, the early days, Dr. Harness and I would get on Skype at night and we would answer patient questions. And here's the cool little nuance about that campaign that we launched. We decided at the beginning in phase one, we were going to answer every patient question that came in, and then we would send them a video the next day. And our team at WireBuzz would edit that video and get it back into the patient's hands. But we'd also add it into our library. And we got to a point where Dr. Harness and I would be on Skype every night answering questions until this man and I both zonked out, and we'd take those videos. And at some point it became unscalable. We had to change into phase two. It became unscalable when we'd wake up in the morning and there'd be 80 new questions. But what we really discovered is there was a huge need for Dr. Harness's wisdom in video to help patients. And patients started finding us all over the world. And those videos have been recorded in multiple languages. And what an honor it is to have you here at our table to share your wisdom on how to be one of the best in the world.
Well, Todd, it's strictly my honor and my privilege to be here. It's always a team effort, and thank you very, very much, okay?
Well, so much fun. Look, if you're looking to get to the next level in your business, whatever it is, like let's say you're struggling right now with how to sell remotely in this new world and use your marketing and sales, I've got 20 minutes of free learning available all in video where I'm teaching some of my best strategies, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I'll continue to do my job, bring the best people in the world to tell you how you can get yourself to the next level. And I'll look forward to the next episode. Thank you so much. Dr. Harness, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Todd.